It is good to have you in the Lord's house on this day that he has given to us, this seventh Sunday after Pentecost. The order of service is before you. We follow that today. A couple of reminders. We've been getting a bit lax about our spacing and distancing, so the ushers will try and help as well to slow down, especially the line coming forward for communion. We were going to put some stripes down, and we will do that if we need to for next week for that. And as well, we're going to move the chalice to there and to there to help avoid a little bit of bunching up in here as well. Again, let's be aware, this is just what we're having to do right now. And as well, we're trying to get in and get out as much as possible and not gather inside. If you'd like to chat, please go outside afterwards or beforehand before you come in for that as well. Also, immediately following our one-item meeting, you should probably have gotten the paperwork for this handed to you as you came in. So immediately following the service, if you are not a voter, you are welcome to leave right away, and then we'll try and conduct there and to there to help avoid a little bit of bunching up in here as well. Again, let's be aware, this is just what we're having to do right now. And as well, we're trying to get in and get out as much as possible and not gather inside. If you'd like to chat, please go outside afterwards or beforehand before you come in for that as well. Also, immediately following our one-item meeting, you should probably have gotten the paperwork for this handed to you as you came in. So immediately following the service, if you are not a voter, you are welcome to leave right away, and then we'll try and conduct our business as quickly as we can so that we can then leave right away as well. Again, the service is before you. Let us sing.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 13th chapter.
Jesus put another parable before them, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while his men were sleeping, his enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and went away. So when the plants came up and bore grain, then the weeds appeared also. And the servant of the master of the house came and said to him, 'Master, did you not sow good seed?' He answered, 'The one who sows the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world. And the good seed is the children of the kingdom. The weeds are the sons of the evil one, and the enemy who sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the close of the age, and the reapers are angels. Just as the weeds are gathered and burned with fire, so will it be at the close of the age. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will gather out of his kingdom all causes of sin and all lawbreakers and throw them into the fiery furnace. In that place, there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. He who has ears, let him hear."
This is the gospel of the Lord.
In the name of Jesus, amen. Jesus is still in the boat on the shoreline when he tells the parable of the weeds and the wheat. And what exactly are you supposed to make of this odd farming simile? If you aren't sure, don't worry, because once again, not even the disciples got it. St. Matthew says that the disciples came to Jesus later on asking him to explain it again. Jesus himself sows the seed, believers, you, into the soil, the world. Then Satan comes along and, as usual, breaks everything by sowing evil among the good. And Jesus says, don't do anything about it. Wait until the last day. And then the angels will fix it by gathering and burning the weeds. But you don't really like that idea very much, do you? You want the bad influences out yesterday. You want a purge, a pruning, and a weeding of the garden. Get the crabgrass and the thistles out now. Or let's check the orthodoxy of all the things before anything else can happen to make it worse. Purity tests for everyone. But the Lord God Almighty says, no. You aren't in charge. The clergy aren't in charge. It isn't up to us to decide who is wheat and who is weed. And oh, that just burns. That's unacceptable because you know who it is that needs to go. You know who is just the worst. And all of the nonsense that's going on in the world around us right now is only magnifying it. It's only refining in your mind who it is that needs to go. It's cementing in your brain who the wicked ones really are, those evil and diabolical spawn of Satan scattered among us like infected pustules. But the Lord God Almighty says, no. According to your Lord and God, there may well be some among you here today who don't believe a word of what's being said now or ever in his church. That there are true hypocrites among you who act one way and believe something else entirely. And if you don't think so, all you have to remember is the name Judas Iscariot, one of the closest confidants of the Lord Jesus until he betrays him to death. These are the wicked weeds that the evil one has sown among the precious wheat of the Lord. But don't uproot them, the Lord says. Not because they might be converted, that isn't the point of this parable. But to keep you from uprooting some of the faithful when you rip the evil ones out. Jesus says that the world is the soil, the field. And this field, this world, is the same world that we are in. That this church and all of the church of God is tied together in. And the roots of the church and the roots of the world are tangled together. So right now, the only person that you can 100% know for sure about is you. Weed or wheat? Only you know, and only about yourself. The weeds that are sown among the wheat are so similar that you can't tell them apart till it's too late, near harvest time. Only at the last day, only at the resurrection of all flesh and the consummation of the new creation will God the Father separate weed from wheat. Only when he returns again in glory will you know for sure who is who. But why can't you tell them apart? Isn't it easy? What if I just sprinkled you all with water from the font? Would the evil ones start smoking and run screaming from the room? It'd be nice, but no, it doesn't work that way. Now that you're all offended that I've accused you of possibly being weeds, how do I dig myself out of it? We're all aware of the presence of sin and of evil in the world. You remember how shocked you were the first time that you were badly mistreated by a baptized Christian. Clergy and lay person alike fall prey to the seduction of power, and they behave as they shouldn't. Even in the midst of this uncertainty, remember who planted the seed. Err on the side of grace with your fellow baptized, because they struggle with the weeds around them just as much as you do. They struggle with the temptation to sin just as much as you do. And they fail just as much as you do, too. One thing that has become very clear since March is that we are in a season of refining and winnowing. The Lord God Almighty has visited a mighty storm upon his field, and those he planted in it are responding. By growing stronger, by fighting against it, and by withering away. But remember who planted the seed, who planted you. Your Lord Christ planted you in your baptism. He fertilizes you with his word that never returns empty. He feeds you with his own body and blood given for you for the forgiveness of all of your failures and sin. Remember who planted you, who lived for you, who taught for you, who was betrayed for you, who was nailed to the cross for you, and who died for you. For all of your sin, he died. For all of your failures, he died. For all of your selfishness and all of your anger, he died. So err on the side of grace with those around you. Because Jesus died for all of you, and all of the world. And not only has he died, he has risen for you as well. Bodily raised to the right hand of the Father where he lives and reigns for you to all eternity. But not alone, for he leaves you with a promise, a sure and certain promise spoken to you in his eternal true word, the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Just like on the Mount of Transfiguration, where Christ Jesus revealed his divine glory for just a moment, his wheat, you, his faithful baptized, will shine into eternity with that glory and light. You have been washed. You have been baptized. You have been planted and are growing in his field until the day of the harvest. And on the last day, when his angels come again with him in glory, you will be gathered with all the faithful into the place prepared for you. And you will, as Daniel was told by the Lord God himself, you will shine like the brightness of the sky above, like the stars forever and ever. May we all trust and believe and rest in the Lord's living word, now and until he comes again in glory for you. In the name of Jesus, amen. Now may the peace of God that passes all understanding keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.